Buddhism for Beginners, the ultimate guide on Buddhism. Learn about meditation practices, mindfulness, and how to improve your life. Written by Sandy Sasson. Narrated by Sandy Sasson.
Chapter 1. Buddhism. Buddhism is the fourth largest religion in the world, with more than 520 million adherents, or you could say more than 7% of the population worldwide, referred to as Buddhists. Buddhism encompasses the spread of traditions, beliefs, and spiritual practices that support the original teachings of the Buddha and which interpret philosophy as a result. It spread to most of Asia sometime between the 6th and 4th centuries BCE, as a Shramana tradition in ancient India. Two major prevalent branches of Buddhism are generally recognized by the scholars, Theravada and Mahayana. Most Buddhist traditions share the goal of overcoming suffering and, therefore, the cycle of death and rebirth, either through the attainment of nirvana or through enlightenment. Buddhist schools differ in their interpretation of the various liberation texts, and the traces of liberation, relative importance, and canonicality assigned to their specific teachings and practices. Widely observed practices include taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and hence the Sangha, cultivating moral teachings, monotheism, meditation, and therefore paramita, perfection or virtue. Theravada Buddhism is widespread in Sri Lanka and Southeast Asia, such as Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, and Thailand. The Mahayana, which includes traditions of the Pure Land, Zen, Nichiren Buddhism, Shaigon, and Tantra, Tendai, is found throughout East Asia. Vajrayana, an institution of teachings responsible for Indian texts, can also be a separate branch of Mahayana. Lamaism, which preserves the 8th century Vajrayana teachings of India, is practiced within the countries of the Himalayan region, Mongolia, and Kalmykia. Buddhism is an Indian religion based on the teachings of the spiritual teacher called Buddha. In the early texts, the Buddha's surname is Gautama. The small print of the Buddha's life is mentioned in many early Buddhist texts. Still, it is inconsistent, and his social background and life details are challenging to vindicate, with exact dates uncertain. Evidence from earlier texts suggests that Siddhartha Gautama was born in Lumbini and grew up in Kapilavastu, a town in the Gangetic Plain, near the fashionable Nepal-India border, where he spent his life in what is now modern-day Bihar. Some legends state that his father was a king named Shoshana, his mother was Queen Maya, and he was born in Lumbini. However, scholars such as Richard Dobrik consider this to be a dubious claim, because the mix of evidence suggests that he was born within the Shakya community, ruled by a council like a little oligarchy or republic, where there was no rank but seniority instead. Many of the claims made about the Buddha, his life, his teachings, and the society he grew up with could have been invented and later projected into Buddhist texts. According to early texts such as the Pali Adi Narayana Sutra, Discourse on the Great Discovery, and its Chinese M4204, Gautama was moved by the sorrow of life and death, and its endless repetition thanks to rebirth. Thus, he began to seek liberation from suffering, also known as nirvana. Early texts and autobiographies state that Gautama first studied under two teachers of meditation, namely Alarm Kalam, Sanskrit name Armada Kalam, and Buddha Brahmaputra, Sanskrit name Udara Rampart, learning meditation and philosophy, especially about being mindful of the zone of emptiness and the field of neither perception nor non-perception. Finding these teachings inadequate to achieve his goal, he turned to the practice of severe austerity, including a strict fasting regime and various forms of breath control. It also helped to achieve his goal. Then he turned to meditation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?